by Sister White's overview here in manuscript releases, then the pattern you're looking for the final fulfillment of Daniel 11, is a history that definitely has to cover 1260 years, all the way from the 508 to the French Revolution. Now, that's a broad history, and that broad of a history would require some very... when you come to understand the final fulfillment of Daniel 11, it's going to require some events that have been prefigured in this history of 30 to 36 over a long period of time. And Uriah Smith would tell you that all we're waiting for is verse 45. He's suggesting that in verse 45, scenes similar to this 1,200-year history are going to take place in verse 45. In verse 45 of Daniel 11 says, "And he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain, yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help." Now, Uriah Smith will correctly tell you that verses 30 and 31 are giving us a history of how paganism is removed, the daily is taken away, abomination of desolation is set up. There is a history that in itself, the decline of one power and the putting in place of another power, just that history, would be, in my mind, impossible to see prefiguring verse 45. But if you want to take Uriah Smith's approach, you don't only have that history, you have an added history that's going to be where that scene similar to that history will be repeated, Sister White says. You have added to that transitional history between pagan and papal Rome, you have the French Revolution, and Uriah Smith would say you have to have all that history when you look at verse 36 that way, and it has to come to pass in verse 45. And brothers and sisters, there's just no way to see that history in verse 45. That history, if you approach it like James White approaches it, you end up in verse 40 at a starting point instead of verse 45, and the history of the transition of pagan to papal Rome can clearly be identified in verses 40 to 45 if you're identifying the King of the North as the papacy in verse 40, which you can't do if you're going to use Uriah Smith's logic. So one of the reasons that this quote in Manuscript Releases Volume 13 is so important is it really challenges the premises of Uriah Smith's understanding of verse 36, and it virtually eliminates what he would expect to take place in verse 45. You just, that broad of a history with